WDIY Headline News. This month marks 1 year since the coronavirus pandemic took hold on our region, completely changing many aspects of our lives as we knew it and exposing deep racial and socioeconomic inequities. WHYY's Zoe Reed tells us how mental health professionals faced increased trauma among their clients and handled their own stress.
Therapists say requests for mental health appointments have increased to the point where there's more demand than supply. Take Carrie Spindell-Bashoff, a psychologist in West Orange, New Jersey. She's added a few more clients to her already full schedule and has to turn some people away. Many of the therapists she typically refers to are also full. Anxiety and depression among her clients also has gone up, which Spindell-Bashoff says makes the workday more intense.
Not effectively refueling, so I'm sort of calming my brain down a little bit because it's very sad. Very sad to see people truly suffering and not really being able to answer when this is going to be over.
Mental health professionals experience hardships like anyone else, but some therapists view this past year as the first time they experienced the exact same problems at the exact same time as their clients. As Spindell-Bashoff was counseling a client whose parent was hospitalized with COVID, she worried about her own parent who was hospitalized with the virus.
It took a lot of energy to sort of keep myself very pulled together and be very objective and keep my client as the priority of that moment and keep all my stuff in until the end of the day.
Burnout or compassion fatigue is caused by the stresses associated with helping jobs. Symptoms include exhaustion and alienation from work-related activities. Therapists are trying to strike a balance between meeting the increased demand for their services and managing their schedule in a way that does not lead to burnout.
If you're coming to a session and you feel like you're rested and you're emotionally available, then you can have a little bit of the term I often use is rational detachment. You can hear the person talking. You care. You care deeply, but you don't feel overwhelmed by it.
That's Laura Epstein, a psychologist from Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. She says over the last several months, she's had to turn away about 5 people a week, which she says takes an emotional toll. But she's been able to prevent burnout by keeping an eye on her schedule. That doesn't mean this past year has been easy.
There were times during the pandemic where every single person you were talking to was in crisis or close to that. And that personally, maybe I was stressed. Maybe I was worried, is someone in my family going to get sick? Am I going to get sick? And so that you're talking to people who are severely stressed and that you are personally stressed as well.
Marla Deibler is a psychologist at the Center for Emotional Health of Greater Philadelphia in Cherry Hill and Princeton. She's been working about 60 hours a week between patient care and practice management. She says it's important that she practices what she preaches.
Sometimes we can work ourselves too much and we don't pay attention to our own basic needs. So making sure that we eat well, exercise, get sleep, practicing self-compassion when things are hard. Things are hard sometimes, and that's okay.
Many mental health professionals believe the demand for therapy will extend well beyond the end of the pandemic. Deirdre Waters has a private practice and nonprofit in Monmouth County.
I believe that we don't know the full impact of the pandemic, that many people are still in survival mode, and that's when people don't seek care. So all the people who are really kind of living day to day, coping with the devastation of loss and financial concerns, that there'll be an increase in care.
But there's also hope that the light shed on mental health during the pandemic will lead to increased acceptance of getting therapy. Mental health professionals want lawmakers to reduce restrictions around providing care across state lines to improve access and to require that insurance companies continue covering telehealth after the pandemic. Telehealth has improved access to care, especially in rural areas and for people without transportation. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.
WDIY, Lehigh Valley Public Radio. Many choices, real voices.